From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues his final message in a series based on Psalm 138. The text is the final phrase of verse 8, "Forsake not the works of thine own hands." In Ephesians 2, verse 10, Paul reminded those early Christians that they were God's workmanship. David realized that he was one of God's works and that God would not forsake him. It was David's experience that God was with him in every stage and circumstance of his life. That is true of all believers in Christ. No matter how long we may live, we must actively and constantly live in the presence of God. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, we invite your attention to devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as recorded in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, No Need to Stint. The text is found in Proverbs 28 and verse 10. The upright shall have good things in possession. The book of Proverbs is also a book of promises. Promises ought to be proverbs among the people of God. This is a very remarkable one. We are accustomed to think of our good things as in reversion. But here we are told that we shall have them in possession. Not all the malice and cunning of our enemies can work our destruction. They shall fall into the pit which they have digged. Our inheritance is so entailed upon us that we shall not be kept out of it, nor so turned out of the way as to miss it. But what have we now? We have a quiet conscience through the precious blood of Jesus. We have the love of God set upon us beyond all change. We have power with God in prayer in all time of need. We have the providence of God to watch over us, the angels of God to minister to us, and above all, the Spirit of God to dwell in us. In fact, all things are ours, whether things present or things to come, all are yours. Jesus is ours. Yea, the divine Trinity in unity is ours. Hallelujah! Let us not pine and whine and stint and slave, since we have good things in possession. Let us live on our God and rejoice in Him all the day. Help us, O Holy Ghost.
To
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
I'll tell you something. What is cursing the church nowadays is we have more academics who have studied revival till they have made it like an anatomy class, and they've got the corpse of revival, and they have stripped it down to examine every muscle and every bone, but they have no experience of revival. That's what we need. The psalmist praying here, Lord, do not forsake the work of your own hands. The first and greatest point that has to be made here in expounding his meaning is he is saying, Lord, I am thy workmanship. Do not forsake the works of your own hands. I am the work of your hands, not only by creation, but by redemption. Isn't that what Paul told the Ephesians? By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. We are his workmanship. This is what David's saying. Lord, I am your workmanship. You created me for a purpose. You saved me. You recreated me. You put me in Christ. Now, Lord, forsake not the works of thine own hands. Let me have your presence. Let me have your grace. You see, both in prosperity and affliction, we need the presence of the Lord. We need the grace of God, and we need to know the power of God. We must not be like the children of Israel. The Lord warned them of this, but despite the warning, they still did it. He warned them, when you get into the land, when you get rich. Here's the reason why the Lord doesn't allow too many Christians to get rich, by the way. Very few can handle it. Very, very few can handle it. It's why the Lord keeps most of his people in humble positions. We go to work at 8 or 9 in the morning, whatever it is, and you finish at 5 o'clock at night, and you finish it. Because when you're consumed with what you've got and you've got to worry about it, or you become so prosperous, it's very easy to forget the Lord. He said, when you get in there and you get rich and you get the land and you've corn and all, everything's going well. Beware lest thou forget the Lord. We need the presence of God when we're prospering. You know, you're never in greater danger than when you're prospering. You need the presence of God then. Equally, we must be careful not to turn from him when we suffer pain or loss. Rather, we need to be praying, Lord, forsake not the works of thine own hands. We can say to the Lord, using the words of his own truth, thou hast said, as in Isaiah 41, fear thou not, for I am with thee, and be not dismayed, for I am thy God. And the promise is, I will strengthen thee, yea, I'll help thee, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Or as it says in verse 13, I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Lord, thou hast said this. Now forsake not the works of thine own hands. I'm your workmanship. David prayed this especially as he thought of growing old. Especially as I grow frail and old. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Let me not lose the sense of God's presence. I must confess that there's one thing, not the only thing, mind you, but there's one thing that greatly concerns me as I get older. And that is the tendency of old people to do certain things that are very, very, very harmful to them, to the cause of Christ. First, they live in the past. Second, they talk very dogmatically. Now, I would never do that, of course. about experience. And it's not necessarily dogmatically sticking to the book. It's dogmatically demanding that things go the way they're used to having things go, done the way they're used to having things done. And your experience must conform to what they did experience. But the worst part of it is, and I've seen this again and again and again, I've seen it in the pew, I've seen it among preachers, for all that they have experienced, for all that they can say so clearly in words, many a professing Christian, many a true Christian, as he comes into the latter years of life, seems to lose any real vital experience of God, an up-to-date experience of God. And that's tragic. This is what David prayed. Feeling increasingly vulnerable with the passage of time, he prayed in the 71st Psalm, verse 9, "Cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth." In verse 18 he cries, "Now also when I'm old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not." And then he says this, "Until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come." And what a picture he's painting. He's painting here his prayer, his hope for his own life, that the Lord will so clearly sustain him and not forsake him, that he will be able to show the strength and the power of God to the current generation and establish a testimony for the generations to come. "Forsake not the works of thine own hands." David was very much aware that he was soon to face death. When he said, "Forsake not the works of thine own hands," he's praying, in reality, "When I face the king of terrors, stand thou with me. Be with me now and in the day of my death." That's not just a papist prayer. That's a prayer that every one of us would do well to utter. The promise is, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." That's the promise. And I want to tell you, and I pray this constantly, I've prayed it for years, and I would commend it to you, while you're still young and strong and healthy, give yourself to the Lord now and pray for him, "Lord, be with me now." But never forget to cry to God, "Lord, as I get older, keep me faithful and keep me in the enjoyment of your grace and your presence and your power. And when I come to face death in whatever form the providence of God would bring it to me, Lord, stand with me. Forsake me not in that awful hour. Forsake me not. Turn the darkness to light. Instead of it being the midnight darkness of the end of this world, let it be the beaming of the dawn of eternal glory. Let me have your presence." The old hymn says, "I won't have to cross Jordan alone." And that's true. Oh, that we may live and die in the consciousness of the presence of the Lord. And then let's look forward to that day. We're going to stand before God. We're going to stand before God. When David is looking forward to the judgment, he's still crying, "Forsake not the works of thine own hands." And on that day, I look forward not to standing in my righteousness or even on my service. That would be a scary thought indeed. But to stand with Christ. Let him present me faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Let him present me clothed in the garments of salvation and the robe of his perfect righteousness. Let him stand up for me and say, he's mine. We are going to stand before God, you know. I wonder, can Christ stand up for you? If you died today, would he stand up for you? Would he say, he's mine? Nothing else matters. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, whatever my service, unless Christ is my righteousness, I'll perish in the everlasting burnings of a never-ending hell. I remember when Pastor Conley of Heritage was in his last illness. At times I'd go round to visit him in the hospital. Those of you who know Jim Conley will know that he was a very multi-talented man. After his teaching career, his musical abilities, skill with his hands, God called him to the church, and he built one of the strongest churches in this whole area. The Lord did it. And I remember as I went to see him, and he was within a short time of death, I took his hand and I said to him, the Lord has used you to do a great work, brother. You've seen many people saved. You've seen a great church built. The Lord has blessed your ministry. But aren't you glad when you're going out to meet God now that you're not going out to meet him on the strength of that ministry? Aren't you glad that you're not depending on the good work that God has done through you, but that you're depending on the work of Christ for you, and that Christ is your righteousness? He gripped my hand with a grip that was as tight as a dying man could make it. The tears come in his eyes. And he witnessed, I'm glad. That's what I'm depending on. Men and women, let me tell you, that was David's cry. I am the work of your hands. I am the production of your grace. When I stand before the Lord, let Christ stand with me and for me. And meantime, preserve me from every foe. Aid me in every battle. We have to say, as the psalmist said in the 38th Psalm, verse 19, mine enemies are lively and they're strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. So what's his prayer? Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.